know something, Quickstraw? You are one fine storyteller. But you know something else?
No, what?
You didn't tell a story about us yet.
Funny you should say that, Bubba Boy, because I was just now coming to it. After all, we gotta tell a story about us. I'm the star, you know.
That's for sure. Which blood-chilling adventure you going to tell about us, Quickstraw?
My favorite. The story of El Kabong. Of course, I play the part of that great adventuresome-like hero, El Kabong. With a mask, of course.
How else?
I'll start at the beginning.
See, that is the best place to start, I think.
It's called El Kabong Strikes Again. In the town of El Pueblo, so the story is told.
So far, so good.
The people were bilked by a villain bold.
Hand over the money.
Then a champion arrived to right the wrong. He was known far and wide as El Kabong. That's me, of course. Howdy. And right about here, I come swinging in on a rope.
Like a big dumb dope.
No. See, what I had in mind was to clobber that villain with my trusty kabonger. Except, I bumped into a table. Ooh, that smarts. Guess I zugged when I should have zigged.
Bitch, El Kabong!
You were expecting maybe Huckleberry Hound? And before he could answer, I bonged him a good one with my kabonger. Kabong!
What's a kabonger?
My guitar, what else? The story goes on. For a while, the people prospered as they worked in the mine. In Pueblo, the sun never failed to shine. Then fickle fate inflicted a fiendish fiasco in the form of the tyrant, the terrible Tabasco.
Was his last name Sauce?
Who told you? But listen now, we're getting into the meaty part. He was so mean and he was so cruel, he threatened the beautiful Señorita O'Toole.
Señorita O'Toole? Was that her name?
Search me. It rhymes with cruel, that's all I know. Listen to the story.
Oh, you brute! You monster! You thing! In that order.
She is mad about me, but no difference. If tomorrow you do not have 10,000 bastardos, you will have to marry me.
Oh, you villain! Haven't you done enough harm to this town?
No, there must be something else I can steal.
Oh, if El Kabong was here.
El Kabong? If he was here, I would slice him to itty-bitty pieces.
I think I'll scream for help. Help! Help! El Kabong!
She screams pretty good. Did El Kabong hear her?
Strange you should ask that. Because just about then, that there bold El Kabong, meaning me, was riding along not too far away and singing his favorite song as he rode. Oh, I have not slept in 20 days. I should look an awful sight, but it doesn't bother me at all, 'cause I always sleep at night.
Help! Help! El Kabong!
I don't blame her for screaming. It's pretty bad singing.
Quiet! Don't interrupt the story. 'Cause right then and there, El Kabong suspected something was wrong at the crossroads. Sounds like a señorita in dire distress. El Kabong strikes again. Notice how neatly that works into the title? Well, sir, that El Kabong didn't hesitate for a minute. He turned to his sidekick. That's you, remember?
Oh, sure.
And says, "Pardon me, Baba, while I change into my dashing El Kabong outfit." Ta-da! Ain't I handsome?
With a mask, you are very handsome, see?
Help! Help!
Hold on there! El Kabong strikes again! And like usual, I come swinging in on a rope. It's the dashing way, you know. Holy!
It's him!
I repeat, hooray! I bumped into the fence post, ma'am. I sort of swung when I should have swang.
I knew you would come, El Cabong.
What kept you, you big show-off?
I had to tune my cabonger.
Cabonger? What's a cabonger?
I said this, and so saying, I reared back and let him have it over the noggin with my guitar. Kabong!
Why, you're dangerous.
Quick Straw, El Tabasco is making his getaway.
Oh, Manuel, before he kabongs me again with the kabonger.
I was after him again, like a streak of lightning.
Oh, no!
Now to swing aboard his coach on my trusty rope. Hooray! Ding, dang, darn it. I bumped into the stagecoach this time.
Then what happened, Quickstraw?
I started fighting a duel with El Tabasco on top of the stagecoach. Like this, and that, and this, and that. For a minute, I saw so many swords, I thought I was dueling an octopus. Then suddenly, he attacked me from the rear.
Yow!
Ooh, that smarts.
You mean he dueled you right off the coach, El Cabong? And you fell in the cactus?
Yeah, and them cactus needles didn't feel much better than that sword. But the señorita was still in trouble.
Oh, El Cabong, I must have 10,000 prestados by sundown, or I will have to be the beautiful bride of the terrible Tabasco.
So I said, all I have is $135. Where am I going to get 10,000 pestardos? Suddenly, I saw a big sign that said, the terrible Tabasco will pay 10,000 pestardos to anyone fighting El Gorito, the ferocious bull.
You are going to fight the bull for me, El Cabong?
I am?
I knew you would.
And the next thing I knew, I was in the middle of the bull ring. And I said, hold on there. How'd I get in this here bull ring with a bull? I'm not bullfighting any bull.
But the bull was bullfighting you. Yes, Quickstraw?
Sure enough. There he was, all righty-deedy-doo. That great big bull charging right for me. Good luck, bull. I'm getting out of here, too. But right there, I passed that old villain Tabasco in the stands.
Hey, what kind of bullfighting you call that?
I was gonna tire him out first. That's what kind. Unless he tired me out first. Cause that beast just kept coming. His big sharp horns getting closer and closer and closer.
Ouch!
Ooh, that's pointy.
Bullseye, bull!
And it was, too, right where it smarts the smartest. Help, Baba Boy, help! That bull kept a-coming right after me. It was then that I grabbed my kabonger. That's my guitar, you know. The old bull skidded to a stop. And I started singing as only I can sing.
That's for sure.
Oh, I have not slept in 20 days. I should look an awful sight. But it does not bother me at all, because I always sleep at night. And what do you think the bull said?
I can guess, I think, after that singing.
Oh, no, no. No, 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 no.
The bull ran away. But so did El Tabasco with the money. Oh, no, he don't. Kabong!
He's dangerous.
What did El Tabasco do after you kabonged him, Quickstraw?
He ran off, leaving the money behind him.
Thank you, El Cabong. And may I see the handsome face behind the mask of my hero, El Cabong?
It is handsome, in a rugged sort of way, ma'am. Here comes the mask off, ma'am.
Oh! Wait! Wait, Tabasco! Wait for me!
She screams pretty good.
But what's she running away for? What's wrong with her, Baba?
I think maybe El Cabong strikes out again. Yes, no? See, that was a good story, El Cabong. Quickstraw. If you just didn't take off the mask, you might have won the beautiful señorita.
I guess I was too handsome for her. Well, we hope all you little old buckaroos out there had a good time listening to our stories. But we have to be moseying on down the trail now.
See, and don't forget to mind your mamas and papas, muchachos.
And don't forget to watch for the next adventures of Quickdraw! McGraw!
So long, amigo!